Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today's book is Deep Water by Patricia Highsmith, first published by Harper & Brothers in 1957. Today is all about marriage, infidelity, and murder. Vic and Melanie are a young couple in a small town called Little Wesley. They have an unusual arrangement. Vic doesn't like to dance, but Melanie does. Melanie is lively and pretty and makes friends with all the young single gentlemen of the town. And like when she's dancing at parties, Vic watches on from the sidelines. The rest of the town worries about Vic. They tut-tut about Melanie's flings and give him marital advice. Whereas Vic just smiles and continues on, seemingly comfortable in their arrangement, which includes separate bedrooms. Until one day, he mentions to one of Melanie's friends, Ralph, that he killed Malcolm McRae. Malcolm was one of Melanie's friends who left town all of a sudden, was found murdered in New York City, and the murder was still unsolved. As you'd expect, Vic's comment scares off Ralph. But Melanie quickly finds a new friend. Before Ralph left Little Wesley, he told Melanie about Vic's confession of murder, and now she's beginning to suspect her own husband, employing a private investigator to get to the bottom of it. But who will the people believe? The philandering wife, or the upstanding, hard done by local businessman? Now, Patricia Highsmith is an absolute master of the psychological thriller, and I'm actually quite surprised that this book is not better known. The book describes an unusual relationship and arrangement between a husband and wife. At first, Vic seems to be the victim, coming to an arrangement to keep his wife, despite how he feels about her dalliances. Melanie appears to be the homewrecker, the uncaring, unfeeling one wrapped up in her own selfishness. But as the story progresses and the reader delves further into the mind of Vic, the roles of victim and perpetrator are blurred. As a reader, I was torn between sympathising for Vic and then Melanie. The book played with my sense of right and wrong, making me question whether murder and extreme violence is justifiable under the circumstances. Now, Vic is a fascinating character. He's calm and cultured on the outside, seemingly patient and almost gullible. The rest of the town can't seem to understand how he can stand by and watch his wife cheat on him. Yet underneath, he's not as understanding as he seems. This is a gripping portrayal of basically a sociopath. All smiles on the outside, while anger and violence simmers underneath. Now, the one character I did worry about was their child, Trixie, who seemed to take everything in her stride while her parents battled all around her and the town gossiped, first about her mother and then her father. Divorce is brought up a few times during the parents' fight, but more towards the end, and yet Vic and Melanie seem to be stuck together. Melanie often mentions that he'd be justified in divorcing her, and yet they stay together, despite Melanie being convinced that Vic has killed a number of her lovers. So if you like dancing, drinking, marriage on the rocks, small town murder, and a masterful psychological thriller, I heartily recommend Deep Water by Patricia Highsmith. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.